Welcome to My Shamanic Life, at the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded and connected as a yoga teacher, a shamanic reiki healer and teacher, a mentor, and a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate. My life and this podcast are totally imperfect. I'll be offering a 30-minute yoga practice. In a few minutes, we're going to warm up with some sun salutations and then do some balance poses. You shouldn't need anything except your mat today. But for now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever's supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. The time is now. So I'm still working with Kim Cron's Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck. And kind of unintentionally, because I didn't specifically ask the question of the cards, but rather the universe this morning, which was, why do I keep finding myself in situations that allow me to witness things that are sad, scary, heartbreaking. The answer came in the cards, and I knew it was the answer as soon as I saw which card I pulled, because that card was Unicorn. And Unicorn is about reconnecting to higher wisdom or divinity. And Kim says about this card that the way we think about Unicorn, does it exist, does it not, is a mirror to our relationship with divinity, spirit. We wonder what spirit is. We wonder where our intuition comes from and if we can trust it. When we think about a higher power, our mind goes back and forth between yes and no and maybe. And we want to know, is it male? Is it female? Does it have a name? Is it just a feeling? So the Unicorn card, she says, wakes up our curiosity about the higher self and the divine. It's a card of questioning, exploring, and contemplating the inexplicable. It's about the mind's eye and how it reaches out to grasp something more. It says, you are the unicorn, and you have begun your quest for the answers. The subtle essence of the unicorn card resides in the third eye, the exact place from which the unicorn's horn extends. And in the chakra system, the third eye chakra, the sixth chakra, it's our center of intuition and our deepest wisdom. So what the card was reminding me of is that I am an intuitive person. And that as an intuitive person, as someone who can see, although seeing is not always visual, that I will, many times, find myself in the right place at the right time, or the wrong place at the wrong time, depending on how you're judging the things that you're observing. And as a healer, my intuition will move me into places where I have to keep working on that, where I have to keep working on holding space and witnessing and allowing the emotions to move through and then go on. So my question for you is, if you are willing to open up, to trust your intuition, even if that means that it puts you in a situation or witnessing something that is going to challenge you emotionally or mentally or spiritually. I've heard from others and witnessed some people who are intuitively open, who are empathetic, who withdraw from what's going on in the world. And it can be challenging to hold space for your own healing while you're bombarded by everything that's going on in the world. I honor you for stepping back if that's where you need to be. But if you've moved to a place where you feel ready to hold space for others, have you opened up? Are you willing to witness the suffering in the world and to know that you can't fix most of it? Really, we can't fix any of it except those things that are within, those things that we're healing in ourselves. And as a healer, that's a tough place to sit because the ego gets in the way. But when you're ready to learn those lessons, are you ready to open up? Are you ready to allow your third eye to guide you into those places where the opportunities to practice and learn will be? Let's move right into a yoga practice. If you've got your mat unrolled, go ahead and stand the top of your mat with your feet under your hips. your hips under your shoulders under your ears. Release your hands down by your sides, softening your shoulders, and turn your palms forward. Broaden your collarbones gently and lift your chin slightly. If you're outside, put your forehead right up to the sun. If you're inside, imagine sunlight coming down and hitting you, that space right between your eyebrows and just above. Letting the light and the heat come into the third eye center. As you take your next breath in, reach your arms out to the sides and all the way up overhead. Bring your hands together at the top. And as you exhale, float your hands down in front of your heart. With a slightly deeper breath now, inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up. Bring your hands together at the top. And as you exhale, bring your hands down to your heart. Again, deepening the breath, breathing in through your nose, reach out and up. Hands together at the top, exhale, hands to your heart. One more time, inhale, reach down, out and up. Bring your hands together, sliding them past your third eye, exhale, down to your heart. Now inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up. And as you exhale, soften your knees, hinge forward and fold. Slide your fingers up to the front of your shins and lift halfway up on your next breath in. Reach your heart forward. Exhale, release back into your fold with a long spine and soft knees. Press your feet into the floor. Inhale, lift your heart, float your arms out and up. Come all the way up to standing. Hands come together at the top. Exhale, down past the third eye to your heart. Again, inhale, reach down, out and up. Exhale, hinge forward and fold. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale, release down into your fold. Press your feet into the floor. Inhale, come all the way up. Arms reach out and up. Palms meeting at the top. Exhale, slide your hands past your third eye to your heart. Now inhale, reach down, out and up. Exhale, soften your knees, hinge and fold. Hands to your shins, lift halfway, long spine, reach back through your tailbone. As you exhale, touch the floor with your hands and step your right foot back into a lunge. So your left knee is over your left ankle. Your right toes are curled under, right heel's pressing back. Modify with your back knee down if that's a better position for you. Now lift up through your heart. Roll your shoulders down your back. Take a big breath in as the heart comes through the arms. Press down into the floor. Exhale, step your left foot back and lift your hips into downward facing dog. Inhale in down dog. Bring your heels up and then rock forward so your shoulders come over your wrists. Exhaling into plank. Take an inhale here, solid and straight from your shoulders to your heels. As you exhale, drop to the tops of your knees. Bend your elbows into your sides. Lead with your chin and chest toward the floor. And then inhale, drop the hips, scoop your heart through. Belly comes to the floor. Shoulders go back into cobra. Hands under the shoulders. As you exhale, release, press into the floor and come back into downward facing dog. You might go through hands and knees, especially on these first rounds. Take a couple breaths in your down dog, perhaps pedaling it out a little bit. It's the first time we've been here. Press down into your fingers. Feel the outer ridges of your palms pressing down. Notice the little suction cup of space in the center of your palms as you root down through the raised edges. Now take an inhale and lift your right leg up and back so you're in a three-legged dog or a down dog standing split. Keep your hips square to the floor. And as you exhale, bend your right knee and step your foot all the way up next to your right thumb. If your knee is out in front of your toes, wiggle that foot forward, help it with your right hand perhaps, and stack your knee over your heel. Come up onto your fingertips. Inhale, your heart up, shoulders roll down the back. Reach back through your left heel. And as you exhale, step forward with your left foot. Inhale, lift halfway up. Exhale, release down into a fold. Press your feet into the floor. Inhale, rise all the way up. Arms reach out and up. Palms meet at the top. Exhale, bring your hands down to your heart. Inhale, reach down, out, and up. Exhale, soft knees, hinge and fold. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, come halfway up. Exhale, reach for the floor. Step back with your left foot. Up onto the fingertips. Lift your heart. Inhale. Lunging with the right foot forward. Exhale, touch the floor with your hands. Step back with your right foot into downward facing dog. Take an inhale in down dog. Lift your heels. Exhale, float forward into plank. Stack your shoulders over your wrists. Press back through your heels. Body is straight. Navel lifted toward the spine. Another breath in. Then exhale, your knees down. Shift forward just a little bit so you can lead with your chin. Chin and chest toward the floor. And then scoop your heart through. Bring your belly down. Hug your elbows to your sides so your shoulders go down and back. Lifting the heart, inhale to cobra. Press into the floor, exhale, come up into downward facing dog. And take a few breaths in down dog. On your next inhale, lift your left leg up and back. Exhale, step forward to your left thumb. Come up onto your fingertips, shoulders back. Inhale, lift the heart. As you exhale, step your right foot forward to meet the left. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up. Long spine. Exhale, fold. Inhale, come all the way up. Arms reaching out and up. Palms meet at the top. Exhale, your hands to your heart. Next breath in, reach down, out, and up. Bring your hands about shoulder width apart overhead, and then as you exhale, bend your knees, hinge at your hips, sit back into Utkatasana or chair pose. Sinking a little weight into the heels, your arms can come forward slightly. The biceps might come down just below the earlobes. Broaden your collarbone, drop your shoulders down and back, draw your navel back towards your spine. And get really long through your spine as you sit into your chair. Now press your feet into the floor. Inhale, lift all the way up to standing. Reach your arms up over your head. As you exhale, hinge from your hips and fold forward. Bring your hands to your shins. Come halfway up and lengthen. As you exhale, step back with your right foot. Go a little short of your lunge. Spin your heel down so your toes turn out about 45 degrees. So if you've got a mat, your toes will point to a line that runs to the outside of the front corner of your mat. Now press down into your left foot. Keep the right foot anchored. Notice when your hands feel a little lighter on the floor. Inhale, lift your heart and float your arms overhead, coming into Virabhadrasana 1 or Warrior 1. Left knee stays stacked over the heel, right heel is pressing down and back, hips are forward, heart's lifting and opening. Take another big breath in here. And as you exhale, reach down to frame your left foot, step back into down dog. Inhale, at the top of your inhale, lift your heels. Exhale, float forward into plank, shoulders over the wrists. Inhale in plank, holding. Exhale, drop your knees, drop your chin and chest. Inhale, scoop your heart through for cobra. Roll your shoulders down your back. Exhale, press back into downward facing dog. Breathing in your down dog. On your next breath in, lift your right leg up and back. Exhale, step forward to your right thumb. Hop your left foot forward about 6 inches, drop your heel, and spin your toes out to that 45-degree angle. Press both feet down into the floor. Keep your right knee stacked over your heel. And when your hands get light, take an inhale, lift your heart, float your arms over your head. Warrior one, hands about shoulder width apart. Drop the tops of your shoulders, slide your shoulder blades down your back. Draw your navel in and up to lift your heart. Stay with your breath. Inhale. As you exhale, reach down and step your left foot forward. Bring your hands to your shins, come halfway up and lengthen. As you exhale, fold. Inhale, come all the way up to standing. Arms reaching out and up. Exhale, bring your hands together and bring them to your heart. Now inhale, reach down, out and up. Exhale, sit down into chair. Reaching the tailbone back, lift up through your heart center. Now play here in your chair just a bit, holding this, breathing. Shift a little weight into your right foot and lift your left foot just off the floor, still holding that chair shape. Now shift your weight over into your left foot, lift your right foot just off the floor. Put your right foot down. On your next breath in, come up to standing, reach your arms up overhead. Exhale, hinge from your hips, fold forward. Bring your hands to your shins, lift halfway up and lengthen. Exhale, step your left foot back short of your lunge, put your heel down, turn your toes out to 45 degrees. With both feet planted and pressing down, feel your hands get light. Inhale, lift your torso, send your arms up over your head, Virabhadrasana 1. Holding here for a moment. Take your time, draw your navel in and up, lift your heart. Open your arms out to the sides so that they're about shoulder height. Turn your palms forward. Now bring your right arm out in front of you. Bring your left arm underneath the right, cross your elbows, bend your elbows and bring the backs of your hands together. If the backs of your hands easily reach, twist your wrists together so that your forearms are pressing together. Your fingers are long and extending up. Draw your elbows out and up slightly to open the upper back. Now shift your weight into your right foot. Get a little lighter on the left. Pick up your left leg, bring it forward as if you were going to step into chair, but cross your left leg all the way around in front of the right and over so that your left foot is over on the right side. You might put your left big toe down for a little balance. You can keep the left foot lifted, or if you've got space, you can even tuck your left foot behind your right shin. Hold here for a moment. Look past your hands, find a focal point. Unwind your arms. Inhale, reach your arms up overhead and bring your palms together at the top, but hold there. Press down into your right foot. Reach up toward the sky with your hands, straighten your right leg and draw your left knee out to the left side until the sole of your foot finds the inside of your right calf or your right thigh. In tree pose, avoid your knee joint so your heel is below the knee or your toes are above it. Lift up through your heart. Keep your eyes on your focal point. It doesn't matter if that focal point is soft or blurry. Allow the third eye to focus there. Now separate your hands so that your arms are about shoulder width apart. Turn your left knee forward, flex your left foot, and extend your left leg back behind you. The big toe might touch the floor or keep it lifted. Make a nice straight line from your left heel all the way out to your left fingertips, left arm tracking next to your ear. And then as one long hole, begin to lower your upper body toward the floor, lifting your back leg at the same time. So you're maintaining that straight line. You may not get parallel to the floor, that's fine. If you're a Vajrasana 3, Warrior 3 pose. Let your eyes settle on a focal point a little bit lower. Breathe. Now start to bend your right knee. Lift your heart, land your left toes about where they were for your Warrior 1. And then spin your heel down at 45 degrees. Lift your heart, bring your arms back up overhead. Right knee bent over the heel. Back heel down, back into Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Take a big breath in. And as you exhale, reach down and step back into Downward Facing Dog. Take a breath in and Down Dog. Lift your heels. As you exhale, come forward into Plank. Inhale, hold Plank. Exhale, drop your knees, chin, and chest. Inhale, scoop your heart through, coming into Cobra. Pointing the toes back, press the tops of the feet down. Exhale, release into Downward Facing Dog. Take a couple breaths in Down Dog. As you take your next breath in, lift your left leg up and back. Exhale, step forward to your left thumb. Move your right foot forward just about 6 inches. Spin the heel down, turn the toes out to 45 degrees. Press your feet down into the floor. When your hands get light, lift your heart. Inhale your arms overhead for Warrior 1. Let go of what happened on the other side. Find a focal point. Be present for what's happening right now. Lower your arms shoulder height out to the sides. Turn your palms forward. Now bring your left arm forward. Bring your right arm underneath the left. Bend your elbows. Notice if the back of your hands get together. If the backs aren't touching, then that's fine. Stay there. If they are, easily without strain, add the little extra twist in the wrist so that the palms face each other. Extend through your fingers. Look past your fingers, find a focal point. Shift your weight to your left foot. Get a little lighter in your right. And then lift your right foot. Bring your knee forward as if you were going to sit into chair, but bring that right leg all the way around in front of the left. Cross the thighs. Right big toe might go down for balance. Foot can be lifted or tucked behind your left calf. Continue to broaden through the heart. Unwind your arms. Reach them out to the side and then up overhead. Bring your hands together at the top. Press down into your left foot. As you take your next breath in, Stand up with your left leg, draw your right knee out to the side, and settle the sole of your foot either into your left calf or your left thigh, avoiding the knee joint. Steady your eyes on your focal point. Separate your hands to about shoulder width apart. Turn your right knee forward, flex your foot. Press back through your heel as you lengthen your leg behind you, perhaps pausing with your right toes on the floor. Find the line from your right heel out to your right fingertips. And then begin to lower your upper body. Everything moving as one. Upper body comes down, right leg comes a little bit higher so that you maintain that straight line. Roll your right inner thigh toward the sky just a little bit to turn your pinky toe down toward the floor so tips of all five toes point down. Lower your focal point. Are you breathing? Now start to bend your left knee. Land your right toes. Spin your heel to 45 degrees and then roll the sole of that foot all the way onto the floor. Lift your heart. Left knee bent over the heel, right foot grounding down, warrior one. Take another big breath in. As you exhale, reach down, step the right foot forward. Bring your hands to your shins, inhale, halfway up. Exhale, drop down into your fold. Inhale, come up to standing, reach your arms out and up, bring your palms together at the top. And as you exhale, bring your hands down to your heart. Pause. Take a moment to notice what's true in your body as you release that series from the physical body. Notice where the energy is moving. Now inhale your hands down and out to the sides about shoulder height. Find your focal point. Shift your weight into your right foot and lift your left knee up to about hip height with the knee bent and your foot right underneath your knee. Lightly flex your left foot. Bring your left hand down onto your left knee and without rotating anything in your body except your leg, guide your knee out to the left side. Keeping the hips squared forward, the heart forward. It may not come fully to the side, that's fine. Keep your eyes steady on your focal point and the breath flowing in and out through your nose. And with an inhale, guide your knee back to center. Bring your left arm back out to the left side and reach for your knee with your right hand. Keep your knee facing forward. Lift your ribs off of your hips slightly. And as you take your next exhale, turn your heart to the left. Reach your left arm behind you and move your focal point to something that's out to that left side. Stay with your breath. Inhale, slowly unwind your twist. Keep your left knee lifted. Take both arms out to the side. Hang in standing crane. One more moment with your eyes on a focal point out in front of you. As you take your next breath in, put your left foot down and lift your arms the rest of the way overhead. Bring your hands together. And as you exhale, bring your hands down to your heart. Nice. Let's take that to the other side. Inhale, drop your hands down, float them out to shoulder height. Shift your weight into your left foot. Bring your right knee up to hip height. Knee bent, foot hanging underneath the knee in a lightly flexed position. So the toes don't point at the floor, but you're not actively pulling your toes in towards your shin. Now bring your right hand onto your right knee. Keep the left arm extended to the side, heart lifted, heart and hips forward. Exhale and gently guide your right knee open to the side, just to that first place where you start to notice you want to twist into it. You might even feel a little bit of stretch in the inner part of your thigh. Stay with your breath. On your next inhale, guide your right knee back to center, keeping it up about hip height. Float your right arm out to the side. Keep your gaze on your focal point. Now reach over for your knee with your left hand. Right arm stays open to the side. Lift your ribs, and as you exhale, open your heart to the right, turning toward your lifted knee. Broaden across the collarbones. Find a focal point out to the right side. Breathe into it. As you take your next breath in, unwind your twist. Keep your knee lifted. Float your left arm out to the left side. And on your next breath in, lower your right leg, take your arms overhead. Exhale, down past the third eye to your heart. Inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up. Exhale, soft knees, hinge forward and fold. Bring your hands to your shins, come up halfway. Exhale, release back down into your fold. Allow your upper body to hang for a moment. Close your eyes. Tuck your chin. Lift your tailbone to the sky. Now bend your knees a little more deeply. Place your hands down. Step back onto your hands and knees. Open your knees to the edges of your mat. Bring your big toes together, sink your hips to your heels, and release into child. Lay your forehead on the mat, resting your third eye against the earth. Sink your hips down. Breathe into your low back. Letting go of the work of your practice. Surrender into the wisdom that you knew as a child was there and you're just rediscovering. Allow yourself back to the time when you believed unicorns were real. Believe in your own intuition. Walk your hands in towards your knees, lift your upper body, shift your hips over to one side of your feet, and swing your legs around. And roll yourself down onto your back. Draw your knees to your chest, give them a hug, rock a little bit from side to side. Now release your arms open to the side, draw your knees slightly towards your chin, and then exhale them over to the right elbow. As your left hip comes up, relax the left shoulder down and turn your chin to the left. You can deepen your twist by adding a little weight to your left knee. Lay your right hand on the outside of that knee and let it get heavy. Take another breath. If your hand is on your left knee, open your right arm back to the right side. And as you take your next breath in, draw your knees back up over your chest. Pause there. Bring your knees a little bit closer to your chin. And as you take your next exhale, bring your knees to your left elbow and then down to the floor. Relax your right shoulder down. And roll your chin to the right, looking away from your knees. To deepen, lay your left hand on top of your right knee so that the weight of your hand and your arm helps to move the right knee to the floor. Find your breath. If your hand is resting on your knee, extend it back out to the side. As you take your next breath in, bring your knees back up over your chest. Give them another hug, rock a little bit from side to side. Now release your feet to the floor and extend your legs out. Splay your feet open. Open your arms a little bit away from the sides. Turn your palms to the sky. Align your head with your body so your neck is straight. Close your eyes. Begin to relax into the floor. With your eyes closed, gaze at your third eye. Notice what you see there, what appears in the darkness, like a movie showing in a dark theater. Colors, patterns, images. Maybe you get a sense of something, words, a thought, a phrase, or just a feeling. Become aware of what you know. Trust. You are the unicorn. You are a manifestation of divine spirit. And I will leave you here to rest in Savasana, or focus into the third eye, for as long as you desire, acknowledging the divine light, the spirit, in all beings of all species, that connects us, makes us one. Namaste.